Happy Sunday. That squirrel scared the mess out of me because I was like, what is that? And it's time for another power walk. Yes, indeed. God is so good. So I must say, in the midst of the storm, God provides rainbows. God is so good. On the last episode of the Power Walk, I had recommended for folks to take 22 minutes of stillness with a sheet of paper and something to write their thoughts down with and just dream. And praise report, we are now on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and I have to do some submissions so that it can be on iHeartRadio and a few miscellaneous podcast players. But we're good to go. Amen. And for those that desire to create your own podcast, you could do it too. Use your voice. And in this case, moving my body and sharing my thoughts unapologetically is the strategy for this. And there's several other podcasts that I have, that I'm on, that I produce for. And I'm shifting my business to prioritize that. I will have people on my team to assist if it aligns with our pillars. Our pillars are education, policy, and legal. We have educational clients from micro schools to educational nonprofits to even tutoring in early learning centers. For legal, different types of attorneys across the United States. Praise the Lord. And policy, caucus groups, research, nonprofits, and a slew of others. And I just thank God that I'm able to serve in this capacity. I've walked 2 miles and I have to walk back. So I got to walk the path that I came from because I'm coming from a different way. I wonder if they were playing Pokemon Go out here. And is that still a thing? Do people still play Pokemon Go? I've been petty. I don't know if you even realized it, but my father went into my room the other day and I had some Pokemon cards that were sitting on my dresser. If y'all don't know, I've shared stories as a child where I was heartbroken that the church that we attended as a child had a whole lesson about how Pokemon is witchcraft. And I had Pokemon cards, holographic cards, had them in the binder organized. And because it was deemed witchcraft, I had to discard all of them. And I was very sad. You know, they even tried to say that SpongeBob was demonic too. And to even say that SpongeBob is quote unquote gay. And I don't understand that or why certain churches feel like it's okay to just make up things and to say God said so, and then wonder why there's this conflict when you're saying that this is what God told you, but that actually might not be factual. I was watching a clip from this podcast, and there's a podcast host who allegedly has been looking for a wife after cheating on his previous wife. And has been doing this podcast for almost 5 years and still doesn't have a wife. And one of the guests that he had on the show, the woman was explaining how God kept her in her marriage with an individual that was emotionally abusive to her, that caused harm to her, and would even describe her getting him prepared for him to have relations with other women. Let me insert clip here.
You, right. I knew that life and death is in the power of the tongue, to the word of God. So I would say, you will love me one day. We will have a good marriage one day. And although he would go out for weekends, I would literally help him get ready to go meet a side chick by ironing his clothes and getting him ready for the night. And these are all things I was graced to do. I would not encourage anybody to do that unless you are graced by God to do this. But once I knew who I was, I realized, oh, the enemy's after him. So I began to pray for him, not for my husband before, but as a soul. I didn't want him to be lost. Whether we made it or not, I didn't want to be lost. I wanted him to be in his purpose because of that one dream I had that lasted about 2 seconds.
And this is all true. I can remember before she had this encounter with God, I would come home 2-3 days later. My clothes would be bleached.
Yeah.
I would find my toothbrush floating in the toilet. Mm-hmm. So, and then the blessings that she wasn't home because she would have probably died.
What's interesting about podcasts such as this is that she is sharing her truth and her story, and people on the outside are looking like, ma'am, you didn't have to go through all of that. And I don't know why you thought that God told you that that was something that you need to do. The pain that she exhibited, sharing some of those details, and then to see her husband, who is just nodding in agreement and being like, yeah, yeah. It's wild to me the things that people will boldly claim and say on the internet. And this is why healing is needed. This is why we have to have these tough conversations, because there are so many things out here that are normalized and that generational trauma is real. And we have to show up better and differently for our children, because ultimately our children deserve better. They have access to way more things than we did growing up, and it's with their devices. The state of Florida is preparing to sue Snapchat. Snapchat is an application that children are on, also adults, also predators. And I'm glad that the state of Florida is moving on this and having these conversations. And I am truly intrigued and invested on how this process is going to go and at what expense this will be to the state, and ultimately what will be the impacts of that. The state of Florida is also looking into Roblox, and this is an online game that children are on, and adults and predators, and it's a lot happening in a lot of these social spaces. I do want to take an opportunity to post the clip of the presser where the attorney general announces that the state of Florida is going after Snapchat.
So today we're announcing that we have filed, as of last night, a lawsuit against Snapchat based on the dangerous practices that they have in operating their company. Last year, it was a priority of the legislature. I want to thank Speaker Paul Renner and his chief of staff, Allison Carter, that passed House Bill 3. That was a big deal to them, and for good reason. We continue to see case after case after case where young kids are preyed upon using applications. And Snapchat happens to be one of the worst offenders. Just recently, as Rita can tell you, we were tracking a registered sex offender who for months was online pretending to be other people, seducing young people into sending photographs. House Bill 3 added protections where young teenagers and kids are not allowed to have access to these social media applications. People that are 15 or 16 can have access so long as there's parental permission and that parents have the opportunity to engage in various controls and opportunities to track and know what their kids are doing. And again, this is a decision for parents, but I encourage everybody at home, please pay attention. Know what your kids are doing on the devices and understand the risks, the dangers that are out there. I've never had Snapchat personally, so this has been a learning experience for me. But our investigators, you know, show where these things disappear very quickly. That's the inherent nature of Snapchat. Photos, messages, they're sent and immediately disappear, which has made this a favorite application for the predators that are out there and want to get access to our kids. We're going to be putting these bad guys away, and we're going to be going after companies that operate in a dangerous manner that puts our kids at risk. We also just last week started an investigation into Roblox. This is another online application that enables young people to come in and play games. However, again, this is creating this network where adults, sick people that are out there, pretend to be others, develop relationships, and take advantage of this platform to try to go after our kids. We're not going to tolerate that, not for a minute.
Snapchat makes it very hard for law enforcement to receive and detect messages because of some of the features that the platform is known for, which is why folks go there. And I've talked about Snapchat. I've gone to community events to highlight the app and its features. I hope that you're subscribed to the newsletter on checkthecellphone.com so you can get updates on the next event. Also, it was announced that the state of Florida is looking into Roblox. Roblox is a gaming application that children are on, but so are adults and predators. And almost 4 years ago, I made a YouTube video highlighting some of the spaces that exist in Roblox and how the game is designed for children. Unfortunately, there are predators that are on this app And parents need to be very intentional about what their children have access to. So I do want to amplify this clip that I created years ago talking about Roblox.
Oh, hi, I'm Patty B. I'm a whistleblower and I'm a snitch, and I'm snitching on your kids. I don't know if you know, but the popular game Roblox has some really inappropriate things that's happening on the platform. And there's YouTube videos dedicated to show people how to do it. So I'm going to take you behind the scenes so that you can see it yourself, because like I say, people lie, receipts don't.
You can actually swear in this game. You want to know how to swear in Roblox? All you have to do is just put in your social security, stab your mom 30 times, and then join.
Y'all out here playing on these phones. Parents, what y'all let y'all children do? Parents, please be intentional with what your kids are doing and what they're watching on social media and what they're doing with these games. I don't know if you know, but due to COVID-19, we have seen an increased amount of human trafficking, sex trafficking, and children being exploited online. Parents, it's up to you. Parents, it's your duty to make sure that your kids are safe online.
So much has changed with that app since then, and I want to do a deep dive for parents. So the event is going to be free, but I am requesting that if you have the financial means to donate to this type of work and advocacy that you do, I want to be able to provide this education and to devote my time doing this in a way that I know that God has called me to. But it takes capital and resources in order to really achieve it in the way that I desire. And so I'm going to use the tools that I have to get started. But ultimately, I want Check the Cell Phone to be one of the top providers. So that concludes the Power Walk. You can find these videos on Facebook and the audio version on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and a list of other places where you can find your podcast. And follow my journey with me at BiancaGoolsby.com. I'm sending you love, light, and peace. And until next time, bye.